I've been critical of the investments of the RMM platforms on my shows. That's my opinion. And while at IT Nation in November of 2022, I had the chance to interview Jason McGee, CEO of ConnectWise. We talked about the organization's priorities, his thoughts on the build versus buy approach, what keeps him up at night, and what motivates him. This is a bonus episode of The Business of Tech. My first question was about strategy. In the spirit of Wayne Gretzky and thinking about skating where the puck is going, I wanted to know how he envisioned the solution provider 3 years from now. What does that look like?
Solution provider of the future 3 years from now, they will be providing more things, right? More touch points, more devices, more of everything, and really evolving to that trusted partner for their customers, right? Being a business advisor, making sure that they have the right technology, understand where their customers want to grow so they could help them through digital transformation and technology and allow their customers to be more competitive against the bigger companies that have technology and so on, right? So That's where we see it going. And some of what we shared here this week is to help address the solution provider of the future.
I've highlighted SaaS management as an area of interest on the show. With SaaS being a potentially infinite number of systems, how does he think about the balance of investment going forward?
In terms of priorities and how we set priorities and where we think and, you know, the complexity of SaaS, right? First, we start priority-wise. Everything that we look at first is, you know, the InfoSec aspect of things, right? And my resources, budget, everything goes towards InfoSec, right? So we're protecting our products, the platform, the cloud infrastructure, you name it, right? That's first and foremost priority. It's been since I've been the CEO, and it'll continue to be the number one priority and resource budgeted thing within ConnectWise. Now, when you go to think the complexities of SaaS and whatnot, yes, you know, we announced some things. We're solving Google Workplace, Microsoft, and things like that. But the foundation of the Azio platform, and one of the reasons why ConnectWise announced and then we've built and we've been building on top of the Azio platform over the last 12 months since we did the announcement on it, is so as there's more, and there'll only continue to be more, and as we continue to have to allow MSPs to get a better grasp and handle on SaaS and cloud and everything in between, we're able to pull that into the platform a lot quicker. So that's kind of how we're thinking about it. The priorities and what SaaS providers that we partner with will always be reaching out to our community and asking them what's important and so on. We announced that in the new year, we'll have some SaaS capability above and beyond what we've said here, and it'll be part of the packaging within RMM, which will help take that to a unified monitoring and management platform.
One of my criticisms of players in the MSP space is around technical debt. Often a vendor will throw out a platform as a way of marketing and that they're paying back technical debt. A marketing spin of saying we have to pay off technical debt, which requires some compromise from a resource perspective to build something versus investing in something old. So I asked, what does he have to balance and what is he thinking about on addressing technical debt?
To the way I view technology, right? So my current platforms is where I have technical debt, right? We have teams of people globally that support those platforms. The beautiful thing, and one of the reasons why ConnectWise sold to Thoma Bravo was to have a financial partner to be able to take the company and, you know, make investments, right? That's a great thing that PE brings to the table. We've been able to get approved from the board, and we spent, and we've brought in additional resources, whether FTEs or through contractors, to build the Azio platform, right? So Is there, it's not 100% no trade-off, right? But we added a whole bunch more resources to help stand up the AZO platform, ConnectWise RMM, and so on, while we've had the other teams continuing to support, maintain, innovate on, and progress those roadmaps forward. So look at it slightly different than the way you were describing that, you know, trade-offs. Yeah, there's a little bit of trade-off, but we made investments so we could hire more people. So we minimize the trade-off and we continue to invest in all those areas.
Private equity firms, particularly Thoma Bravo, who back ConnectWise, lean into a buy versus a build approach regarding software roll-ups. The idea? Buying up a lot of companies to grow revenue rather than build. So, what's his take on that premise?
It's not a one or the other. It's a what's the right thing for the problem being solved. And that's the approach that we at ConnectWise take, right? I get asked this question, build by partner, right? And you know ConnectWise pretty well. We do all of it, right? We've acquired half a dozen or so companies over the last few years. We partner, right, extensively, right? There's hundreds of partners that integrate into our platform. And then we build things as well, right? So we announced yesterday vulnerability management, which starting with the scan piece, right? That was us building and us making investments and whatnot. So you asked the question earlier about priorities. So we look at the budgets and we say, all right, what's the priorities and what budget goes to our existing versus new innovation that we want to do? And that's all build. If we don't have in-house talent to help us solve the problem of our customer, then we'll look at, all right, maybe it's a partner or a buy. If we feel that it's something that we need to own and have more control of, and we know we're not going to build it, then we go and we think buy, right? So it's not a one or the other. It's we take all of those approaches, build, buy, and partner. We launched new relationships or launch new relationships every quarter, every month, and so on. From a partnership standpoint, we invest heavily on the build. And that's, you know, it's a collaborative process with Thoma Bravo on the budget. And once we get sign off on the budget and that budget has, hey, you can go and build these things, then we go and build them. And then acquisition, yeah, we'll continue to look for the right acquisitions to fill some of the gaps we have.
As someone who's come up via operations and finance, I wanted to know his perspective as a leader. What kind of personality does he think he embodies?
Yeah, I lean towards operations, but in my entire career, I've always been flexible, right? So spent most of my career in go-to-market, sales and marketing, and specifically in the channel world, which if you're in the channel world, you're kind of, you lean towards strategic aspects of things as well. Plus in a channel world, you're also operational, right? Because when you're doing channel roles and managing channel teams, you know, you're interacting all types of functions at the, you know, reseller, MSP, distributor, and so on. So I was well versed across many functions. And in my career, leading up to being in the CEO role, when opportunity was presented for me to leave sales, I went into marketing to run a marketing team. Then back into sales, right? And then I had better appreciation for the marketing function. And then I was asked, you know, at some point in my career to jump into operations, and I did that. So yeah, I probably lean towards operation mindset, but I think I'm pretty well versed across most functions.
It's tempting only to think about the traditional competitors. So what does he think about organizations like Salesforce or ServiceNow in the MSP space?
There are large tech companies, right? So there's large players, right? There's ConnectWise and those that traditionally are seen as our competitors, right? Then there's the, all right, like you said, ServiceNow, Salesforce, and a handful of others. The one thing I would say about this industry we're in, this great industry, is it's different. It's complex in some cases. It's fun in a lot of cases. And sometimes for a new vendor to come in, they've got to be willing to make a multi-year commitment in order for the community to say, hey, they're here, right? And they're going to be here. So not all big vendors who think they want to come down will be able to come down based on some of that. I think, you know, naturally some of the ServiceNow, Salesforce will find their way in and maybe on the larger MSP side, maybe not so much on the smaller.
As he thinks about the industry over the next 3 years, what's his biggest worry? The one that keeps him up at night.
So what keeps me up at night is InfoSec, cyber threats, you know, all things cybersecurity. You know, that's also my worry for the industry. Yep, more MSPs are embracing it. More of their customers are asking about it, but it's slow and probably too slow in some cases. So my worry is that we don't move quick enough as an industry and secure the small businesses globally, and there continues to be breach after breach, ransomware attack after attack, and so on. That's probably my biggest worry for the industry, is moving too slow.
And for the last question, I've been working to think more about people holistically when considering their motivations. So what is he thinking about as his legacy? What motivates Jason McGee?
What makes me do anything I do is first my family. But outside of that answer that probably everyone says is I want my kids, my kids' kids, and next generations to be better off. So I did things in life that put me in the seat I'm in to be able to make that a reality. When I interact with partners, right, whether it's, you know, ConnectWise capacity or just discussions, I want to leave them with something that's going to change their direction for the better, right? So I want to pay it forward, goodwill, whatever it may be. You know, I'm on the board of CompTIA. I've been there for a few years now, right? Industry Association. Just joined the board of University of Tampa. These are all non-paid placements. And I'm also on the board of the Stras Center for Performing Arts in Tampa Bay. And those are things that, you know, again, what I do there is I'm helping people out, changing the course of something and providing time, right? So doing that from, helping out the community to our partners, to my family, I want to make sure anything I touch, I change the course for the better.
Thanks for joining me for this interview with Jason McGee of ConnectWise. Appreciate your time. If you like it, hit like, subscribe, and the notification bell, and get new episodes. I'll talk to you soon. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.